Them youth you nowadays that they on iPad and them.
Yeah, them not.
Them youth you nowadays now butt them too.
You see what I said? Like,
yo, we don't need a good buck. Them youth you nowadays. We don't feel like them youth you nowadays a buck off the wall of them too. The
yo.
Welcome to the Dale Elliott Podcast. I am your host, Dale Elliott, and I am here with my co-host, Crooks.
Rasta got soul. Reggae music rocking my bones.
Never ever hear that before.
You know that song, man?
Nope.
Big tune, man. Big up Fantan Moja, man. Big song, man. Probably Fantan's biggest song internationally. Comments. Make me know if you... By the way, do you know...
Is you know, right? No, I have to remind them. People, don't forget, you know, if you like, share, comment, and subscribe. Hey, people, them like what we are doing.
Yeah, man. I see the energy.
People want to take time like it. You know, the girl, them love the pockets.
Yeah, man. The full. Yo, the
pockets. Is that pockets?
Yo, is that real thing?
Girl, them love all the pockets. What if things thing? Happen this
yeah,
week?
You know, just touch back in that place, man.
Yo, me just come back from England.
Yes. How was England?
You know, me did that do some press for me tour.
Yeah, me see a link up with some like my name, Mo Gilligan and them kind of people there. See you make some mad move.
Yeah, man, you know, cause me have to prepare up for me tour, man. So
yeah.
Me have made the little in and out run.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, how's the vibe of England? Would you live in England?
Me not lie, this trip to England it kind of a vibe.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I meet some friends this trip. You know? Meet Wolipa. I got like a Soho House, the Soho House of England.
The England Soho House?
Way better.
That's a LA need for step it game up.
No, big man thing. America.
America in general. Brother. The America Soho House is not hitting like the
No. For all who don't know, people, Soho House is like a membership place where it's like you can go, it's kind of exclusive. The one them there have like a big gym, man. Yo, bad.
Mad. But, so, me see, was that, I don't know if this was in England too. Me see a bad mind. I saw you fully, I don't know if anybody else saw this on your story. I saw you in full bad mind mode. At Usher concert.
Dog, me
was,
not
that,
lie,
was that in England?
Brother, me not lie. Usher, me don't know what you have. Me don't know what you do to that woman, you know, dog. But, dog. So, it keep at the O2. And me go, as me say, oh, England good, is actually a good friend me meet at England, at the Soho House.
Oh,
and
wow.
The man just say, yo, you know I got tickets to the Usher concert? Me I say, what? Just like that?
Man.
So when we reach that, I look upon the people, man. You know, when Usher starts singing now, you know, there goes my baby.
Oh, Lord. It must sing that for all 50 minutes, man.
Brother, I just hear the man say, it's about that time of the night right now. It's about that time right now. Let me get the cherries.
Oh, Lord.
Where are the cherries at?
Yo. So I watch your story, bro. I'm the facial expressions was fully just like. I mean, him can't sing still, you know. Like, yeah, only for people there still, you know.
But actually, only for people. You see, thing
only
for
people there.
The place is packing a dog, and it's nice. I mean, enjoy myself.
Yeah,
but me did hate though. Me did that hate because me now like. So my time, them woman they did a move like say the world I go in.
Like this was the last moment that they had in life.
Brother, what you do if your woman go and saw an Usher concert?
All right. I would have already feel a way knowing some woman I go at Usher concert. Can I just feel like something about that no just don't rub my spirit. The right way, you know? It's like knowing, say, your girl go on Dexter Dubs concert. You know what I mean? It's like, why you are going to do?
Big man think that.
Why? But I'm upset.
I'm not lying. I prefer woman go on Usher concert than on Dexter Dubs concert. Yo, brother, if Dexter Dubs won a girl, brother.
All right.
Brother, if they said up, look. Brother, if they said up, look at your life face and I say, poo, 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 poo.
It's over. It's over. It's, I mean,
no, me, I got to fight you, poo, poo, poo.
To be fair, Usher, never, I have yet to see Usher have a girl naked on stage.
I have yet.
Dexter has done that.
Brother, me not see woman like true draws. Me not see woman true draws.
I don't know, say that happened in real life till. This is next time I was profound, bro.
Dog, you see me, dog. It's a science. It's a science where the man they unlock with woman.
Fully.
Because me don't know more. But me say, all right. Yeah, the man, them not ugly. But me say, none of these men are not what the typical woman would have said, oh, them one, the 6 foot, blah, blah, blah.
Nope.
None of them man are not 6 foot enough.
No, but it's Usher. Or is Dexter. Whoever it is, are them. So it's so crazy. I feel like with them rules there only apply if the girl not like you. I feel like. You know them way there? If she like you, she like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If she want a 6 foot brother and she end up like you, and you's not a 6 foot brother, she just like you. Being 6 foot not gonna make her like you though. You know them way?
Yeah.
It's like Usher not have none of them quality the way you talk about. But for some reason, I mean, I guess six figures count.
See, me tell you that, yo, you see, me not believe as man my youth, yeah. Me not believe we have to like look 100% good.
No.
I feel like we have enough proof now for sure, say that are not it.
So I think
Usher and Dexter Apps, me not love man, but
yeah,
these are them, not too ugly man.
Yeah, you know. I mean, comments you can let us know.
Yeah, it's hard for we say it hard for we, you know.
I say a guy ugly or pretty or I don't know where you're not. But even feel comfortable, I say a guy handsome or whatever. You know what I mean? That sounds crazy. But I feel like I feel like the criterias are just different. Man not have to really look no way once them can achieve certain things. You know what I mean? Like what? Success kind of becomes
just
attractive.
Brother, it's just not looks alone.
It's not looks alone.
But when me did this, I look past some things like me, I say, yo, dog, if me I go do, when me I do my show them this year, me I say, Jano.
That you have to do when you do Lover Boy and them song there.
Can you imagine me? but no, me talk about me stand up. Me talk about me stand up. Lover Boy.
Yeah, perform Lover Boy. Yeah, hey, comments. You know what I say? You know what I say? Adele Elliott live in concert. Yo.
I tried it again. I tried the foolishness again.
Yo. You see, what was the things that go on still?
Yeah, man, I changed. I got to change topic now still. It has been a very, very busy week.
Yeah. You know? Whole heap of things going.
Yeah, because Cartel performed at Barclays.
Yes. That looked crazy. Sold out show. Two nights sold out, I believe.
That is historic.
That is absolutely. I'm glad that it's like he's able to present a real dancehall concert at that high level.
Barclays Center, dog.
Barclays Center, crazy. Crazy. It's not a crossover. It's not a...
Yeah, it's just full-blown...
Full-on dancehall.
Dancehall. Where Cardi B and Steph and everybody go and... It look nice. Black Rhino jump out.
Yeah.
Trip and drop. The dog drop, but yeah, the dog recover.
Yeah, it's even seven times right, seven times fall. Listen, man,
the dog recover. It's a very like historic moment in a dance hall.
For sure.
Yeah, anybody with it there in New York, I feel like every Jamaican go.
Had to.
Hey, make sure say, you see when me I do my show at New York, me a ball. I ball if me don't see you, you know.
Yeah, well, you have the same lights and everything, too. Phone light and everything.
I don't need cartel crowd. Yeah, me need cardiac. No,
I was about to say, what you mean?
You know, might not get it the first time.
Yeah, but
may I get it?
We're building.
So, November the 28th, I'll be at Gramercy Theater in New York.
See you there.
Yeah, but me love, me like the turnout where man get.
Yeah.
Me love all, me like the fact that my youth, the man lock with for 13 years and get back everything.
And just fall back out too. And
it's not a year as yet.
You know, somebody just realized that the other day, because somebody say, yeah, like, it's been out, what, 9 months now? I was like, damn, a year not passed yet? It's going to be the new normal of him being out and, you know, out and about. But it's so crazy to see how impactful it's been in just those couple months.
Brother.
You know what I mean?
Man run out the wall of Jamaica.
Yep.
Now the man move. Man move and live in Florida now, you know.
Oh, he's fully in Florida now?
Yeah, I can't. I watch an interview upon the Breakfast Club. Shout out to the Breakfast Club.
Every time.
But him say, him live in Florida.
Hey, I mean, can't knock him. And Florida good, you know, you can.
Well, me never would knock him regardless.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, you can't knock him. would not knock him.
Just a check. But overall, still, all in all, me enjoy. Like, me just a watch the story them and them thing there.
Yeah.
I mean, I said, Jano, that's one of the things that me feel like me did after that. Comments. If you were there, me could know how you feel about it.
I had a couple of friends that I watched them story and me I said, I'm like, yo, this crowd is crazy. And then we go check some of my other friends, and for them seats was so far.
But I saw
in the back. You know what I mean? But it's like the energy there look like it didn't even matter. Like,
are you a concert kind of guy?
Not really. I think I've been spoiled to concerts being a DJ. So I'm used to being like behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So being in the crowd isn't like appealing to me.
I love a good comedy show.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Same.
A concert to me. Like, all right, Chris Brown, I got to always get my money. Like, Chris Brown, you might go fall off of the sky.
I feel like Chris Brown can do no wrong.
Chris Brown, no. For me, Chris Brown can't do wrong, never.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair. Anything, whatever happened, Chris Brown never wrong. I never feel him fault.
So I.
Well, I can't say that.
The thing was crazy.
All right, yo, Maji.
Yo.
You're wrong one time.
And we, you know.
I'm gonna know what else to do. But you're wrong that time they were me know of.
Yeah. But musically and performance as well. That, you know. That's how dope he is, right?
I almost forget about that. No, me can't give the right for that one day at all. No. Comments. Sorry.
Comments. Take, please. No. But for say 9,000 comments.
I'm not that one. I'm not lying. I did full bex.
That was crazy. That was such a crazy situation.
But you know? This year, I feel like the year just start.
Like, just like things just start, really?
I feel like things just happen in a April. I feel like March, February, January, it kind of lukewarm.
Yeah. I mean, if you believe in conspiracies and all of that, you know, them said
the year actually starting in April.
Actually starting in April when, you know, the everything else starts, you know, mm-hmm. spring and everything going. But yeah, I feel like the vibes really start kicking. The first 3 months has just been like craziness and
first
terrible
three
things.
Months are like LA fire and mm-hmm. it never feel, you know?
Yeah, there wasn't like things, it didn't feel like there was anything to look forward to.
Exactly. Like, you know, Drake released Nokia album.
Yeah.
Who's coming to my phone? Is it Keisha?
This guy. bad tune.
One thing me I can say though.
Bad tune.
Me I can say one thing about that song.
What?
There's a party night where, as a straight man, mm-hmm. me not supposed to like that party. I'm going to say it all the time.
Which one?
Baby girl.
Baby girl.
Baby girl, baby girl, let me see that, you do your dance. Let me see you twirl.
So that part reminds me of there's a Canadian rapper named Smiley.
Yeah.
Bro, every time Smiley rap, Smiley have a tune with Drake a couple years ago. Every time the theme part come on, there's something about it, like I have to sing it. But it just feel a little zesty.
Yeah.
But it's like, it tough though, but I don't
know. Brother, me, I tell him, you see the part
when
it's
dancing.
Brother, you see the part in the music video when it's like, it about to start because it's in a green.
Yeah.
And then you see the dog stay so. And then the dog just.
Color.
Baby girl. Me, I say. Me not supposed to have said this, but.
Baby girl.
Let me see you dance. Let me see you twirl. Like, me, I say. For the whole world. It's your bestie.
It's your bestie.
Man, I like that. It kind of, it don't kind of sound straight. But let me tell you what I'm rate though.
Yeah.
Drake for the girl them.
I mean, for sure. For sure. For sure.
Bangers.
For sure. The girl them always go, Drake always go drop something for the girl them. And the girl them go love it.
Brother.
For sure.
Yeah. Brother.
I can't knock that.
Brother, I got one place in England. When me hear that song they play for the first time. Mm. I mean, I got one place named Roof Gardens.
Roof Gardens.
Roof Gardens.
Okay.
Like England. I need a membership place too.
Okay.
Roof Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Comments. If you come from England or whatever, just make the people know what Roof Garden is. Make sure someone like, share, comment, subscribe.
But all those good things.
Roof Gardens is like a little, is like another soho, but it's like a tap, like tapper than that.
It's a stush, very, very stush.
Man, super like, we're talking about like Beckham, Dede, and...
Okay.
Brother,
you hear the place, them they like hang out regular. Like, yeah, man, them, you know, place of Beckham, just casually, you see what I'm yeah, man, so me and Beckham, Dede, and...
No! You know, we're not saying that, that's how I never say.
Yeah, dog, me and Beckham apart.
That's how I never
dog, say. Dog, Guinness. And me, I said, never know, say Beckham drink Guinness.
But, so, yeah. That's what I say. And like all, I don't know if you know Rich. You know Rich 32?
Rich 32, no.
Rich is a UK rapper. But, dog it forward. Brother, me enjoy myself.
Yeah.
And you see what me over there, dog? Because one night I go to them. And you see me hear the Nokia in the club. Brother, I'm not care what nobody say, brother. When Nokia playing at the club.
Yeah.
Baby girl.
All right, so my only issue with that song is my issue with a lot of Drake songs. I don't know if the comments go agree. I don't know if you go agree. But I am at a point where I'm tired of the two song. I'm tired of two different tempo song in a one song.
All right. And somebody time I like it.
Sometime I like it. I hate when it's a drastic tempo change.
And then completely switch.
So, all right. As a DJ, play Nokia, right? Now, both of the parts, them tough, and both of the parts
get... Yeah, because now you have to both if you play the baby girl. Right. How you do that as a DJ? I'm glad you said that. Enlighten my darkness.
So, it would, you have to like play that whole first part and wait till it gets to that second part because that's where or you can mix out in that first part, but you probably going to want to play the baby girl part. So you have to wait until it gets there. So you have to play that whole first part of the song. And then you have to mix out in whatever tempo DJs normally, whatever BPM and tempo the second part is, because it's not the same as the first part. You have to figure that out now because it's like, you know. So technically, a lot of DJs go end up not mixing the song, which Drake might want. A big tune that's just like, it's disruptive in a way.
No, but every single DJ play that song.
Yeah.
So him just get unwork.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Basically, I said, Drake, y'all give me too much work.
Y'all give me extra work for do right now. Because No, my affa. So you're forcing me to play like 2 minutes of the song. Right? Because I need to get to that baby girl part, which is after the whole who's calling my phone? That's a whole other song, you know. Mm-hmm. Right? So you have to have to wait through all of that and then wait for the slowdown and the breakdown. Baby girl, let me see. I know you have to match that tempo there, whatever that tempo is now. Right? No, most DJs not going. Cause what I usually do is do some like cyber cutting and, you know, I separate the songs and put them into two different things so I can know the tempo of the second half of the song so I can mix it out properly. A lot of DJs not going to do that, and they're just going to play the song, and then whenever they're done, they're just going to stop and play a next song. So now we make it in a way that if you was going to try be funny and like mix it with a Kendrick, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So it's like, all
you
right.
You know why? Because you like play people's song part at a rhythm.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah,
exactly. And yeah. With that song, you can't do it because it not facilitate that.
But
thank you, Jesus. This man play Lover Boy Power. Boy, me not gonna ever forget that. The man play Lover Boy Power and say Amazing Grace to write
it. It was Lover Boy on like Foxy Brown Get Me Home or one of them songs.
I don't remember it.
It wasn't that terrible.
Even
mix.
Though, so we have agreed.
Yeah.
We are of agreement that Nokia is the biggest song of the year so far.
I don't know about biggest song of the year so far.
What's the biggest song of the year so far?
The biggest song of the year so far?
Club banger.
The biggest club banger of the year so far in America? Well,
in America.
Where I have seen. Mm-hmm. Let me not
you're playing the music.
Where I have seen the biggest club banger right now is Jello Tweaker. Am I swerving that corner? Whoa. It's all on time.
But feel like that we're off though.
Nah. That still go crazy.
Oh, me think that we're off.
Yeah, man. That go crazy. D-Lo though, you know, D-Lo though go as crazy as it used to go, but it still get a crazy forward. Yeah, I would have said the Tweaker. I think Tweaker. I mean, Nokia up there though.
No, because I just feel like say yo, yeah, like don't play.
Nokia's up there.
Yeah, like but, yeah, don't play Nokia.
So here's the issue with Nokia. It's because Nokia is so unmixable as a DJ. It's like
tell the people them say you can't DJ then, no? Because Big Man Thing, every DJ I play it.
I didn't say I didn't play it.
I do play it,
but. Every DJ can also admit that it's a difficult song to manage. So it's a song that you have to just drop it and then let it go. You can't blend it, you can't bring it in, you can't...
But guess what? But the party itself don't have a problem with it.
The party don't have a problem with it.
So where I complain about?
What do you mean, where I complain? Because no, it's like...
You're just lazy.
No, it's not lazy. What I'm... Me playing that song like that is actually lazy. That's really what it is, you know. That song is Drake saying, yo, just play the song. It don't start with a beat, so you can't mix it in from there, right?
I'm loving it. I love it.
You know, which I'm not mad at that, right? But when you go into this weird slowdown, breakdown to crazily different tempo thing, it's like, dog, the DJs.
Nah, I've nothing to do. Luther DJs. Is out too, in Black and White. So both of them released like Black and White. I realized like the Nokia song, Drake actually put the reel out.
Oh, I haven't seen the videos for them.
Oh, yeah, man. Luther out too in a Black and White.
So they're both Black and White videos.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I feel like all that is a planting still, you know.
Nah, I got ever done. But now I still apart the way, yo, you see the SZA have one of the like the wickedest, like. You see when me hear this, the SZA part dropping in the part. This world. May I say, yo. Hey, this about. Hey, SZA, what y'all doing now?
SZA, absolutely. SZA, like, SZA
catch
you.
Man. SZA, yeah, man. Know.
Fully.
SZA, know Shaki. SZA. SZA catch man. What do you mean, girl?
SZA, not SZA. Those Sizzla. You don't say Sizzla get. Hey.
Maybe I drink. Maybe need to stop. Me not drink no more. See why we don't drink though.
Sizzla.
I said Sizzla. Me never say Sizzla. Me never say Sizzla. I did not say that. Me never said that.
Yes. Where you just said that a while ago? Comments. Comments. Put the timestamp on. But yeah, she brought up that song that.
She know what she do. She know what she do because she just have like a the way. Brother, why did even my girl catch me? My girl says to me, say, so SZA have a song when me like. You know, she have a song named Diamond Boy.
Diamond Boy.
Comments, man. Comments. If you know Diamond Boy, just leave some comments if you know Diamond Boy.
Yeah.
Diamond Boy to me are one of the baddest songs SZA ever made.
Mm.
But me never know what she has said. And my favorite part of the song, me not understand what she has said. So every time me there on my girl, me keep on sing it. So my girl said, do you know what that means? Cause me keep on upon when it did that you gotta do. When it did that's why I keep calling you Diamond Boy, brother.
What was she say?
She said, when the dick hits, that's why I keep it. You know what I say? When the dick hits, that's why I keep calling you. Dog, I never hear that.
That's my issue. That's my only issue with SZA. I feel like
she has sneaky in some freaky thing.
Her vocals are so like buttery smooth that I don't know what she's saying.
Brother, you know if my girl never look, my girl say, you know what you're saying, right? So what do you mean? She say, you never heard, when the dick hits, that's why I keep calling you. Me, I say, what?
That's crazy.
Brother, I'm going to sing it to your friend. I never stop, like, hum the part of the song name when I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it can mean, like, because me's a man, me sing that in the gym, you know.
Oh, that's crazy.
Diamond boy, why are you so shiny?
That's crazy.
Diamond boy, come right behind me, boy. Oh.
People in the gym, I pray like, I didn't know the Jamaicans.
I never know say that. No, man.
That's the Jamaicans.
That's not bad.
Diamond. And SZA bad. SZA bad, man. SZA bad.
You know, one of my favorite songs for Drake is one of them, like, you see the little lock off part where I talk about?
Yeah.
Like him have two songs?
Yeah.
Man have a song named 7969.
Oh.
Or 6979. You know it?
79. I don't think so.
It's like he must say something like, I don't
he
know.
He got a lot of songs like that.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. The first part of the song boring.
Yeah.
Put it away there. Yeah. First part of the song boring. Yeah.
The bad part that end.
The bad part is like it skip. And it just it must say something like, dogs will be dogs, though we may roam.
I feel like
leave
I know that part.
Leave the door open, tonight I'm coming home.
I feel like I've heard that part.
Dogs will be dogs,
him do it,
leash inside.
Him do the switch thing in a...
That youth is an artist still, you know. I never him sing the end, you know. He's a youth. Teaser touchdown.
Oh, teaser do that?
Yeah, teaser touchdown finish. But the whole Drake part.
Have you ever
part,
seen teaser touchdown?
Yeah.
Such a crazy character.
Yeah, but him that the song itself.
Yeah.
Me not listen to no other song him sing. but that part there.
Yeah.
And me I look me I say yo him can't make a yo comments. Only know the part of him attack. Yo the comments are brother the
yo,
comments.
The comments no
the comments
things
literally
enough.
There. I listen to it.
The
right
comments
through.
No things.
Like, so now me I realize like me can't leave out my comments because yeah. The comments like. Now the man them say, oh, it come like them sit down as a widow.
Yo, come and see that. I got through some of the comments. I say, yo, crooks, you need to tell deals. You need to watch Hunter and Attack on Titan and then come back, come talk to him.
Brother, I'm going
to
tell me something. Need for. What is it? Why can I just not like anime?
All right. Okay. Do you like Marvel movies?
For dates.
Then I feel like if you can watch a superhero movie, you can watch a animated thing. You're watching somebody with superpowers. That's not like how adult is that?
Think
about the concept of Superman, bro. Some flying brother where I shoot laser out of him, yeah, but what makes sense in that? You might as well draw it.
You know, man, I like that though.
Because yeah, it sound factual.
Yeah, man, I like that. Man, I like that. I feel like it just makes sense a while ago. I'm a door. I don't like say it makes sense.
Yeah, man, a brother from outer space, land upon earth, and you know, him is a regular brother, but him is also a superhero. And nobody no realize that this regular brother is the superhero because him put on glasses.
That are the stupid brother. That are the stupid brother. The fuck say Superman just put on a suit?
Yeah.
And nobody no know say him?
So.
You take off your idiot. No, you take off your idiot.
Fully.
We know say, that is Clark Kent.
So.
The fuck say him woman no realize when she jump through the window, dog. I'm so like, man wicked.
Like, bro, you're looking at him. You're looking in his face. You don't realize it. So
they might tell me, say, me, cover my face with that glasses right now. You're not gonna know see a deal. Sit down right there,
so. So here's the issue. Here's the issue with the Superman story. And it took me a while for like make sense out of it. It I felt just like that until like I really start observe everything, right? Remember, you know. Superman is, like, the people know who Superman is. This is Kal-El, this is a brother from another planet on Earth, right?
Those are like Somerville, right?
Yeah.
Somebody say.
I never watched Somerville, and I'm mad I didn't watch it, because everybody's like, it's so good.
You know, I always see that advertised, but I never watched it before, though.
Bro, it took me a longest while to realize that it was about Superman. I was like, oh, is that what this is about? It's like, yeah, you never know. It's like, oh.
Yeah, it was a whole Superman. Yeah.
I had no idea. You know, I wasn't that deep into the Superman lore at the time. But here why Superman's glasses costume makes sense. Superman landed on Earth as a baby. Right? No, hear me out. Hear me out. Think about this.
Listen to this. Listen.
No, think about this.
Uno, listen to this.
Think about this. Imagine if you knew me from grade one.
Yeah.
You know my parents. You know, we've been friends for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say, me, I'm afraid of spider, or I'm afraid of heights, and like, you know everything about me. Right? Suppose a superhero appeared that looked like just a superhero version of me. You've never seen us together. But the things that superhero is doing, you're like, that can't be crooks.
Bro, you're talking. You just want to talk.
You don't get what I'm saying?
No, I'm not getting it.
All right. We know Sir Kal-El is from somewhere else.
Crooks, your head.
Superman.
Crooks, your head can't hide. Your big head. Your big head can't hide.
So, all right. So you're telling me if a superhero appeared now, right, with a whole backstory, he's from this place, and you know everything about the planet that him come from, he just happened to look like me.
A crooks.
You'd be convinced. You'd still feel like it's me.
A crooks.
All right. Suppose this superhero was doing things that you know, say, all right, perfect.
Suppose he might do something you can do?
Me known for can do or
like
not do.
Like fast?
All right, suppose I was a superhero with super, that's exactly what I was about to say. No? Suppose I was a superhero with super speed. Would you believe that? Him look just like me, you know? Him look just like me, but him super fast.
You walk up here. I up here.
They will be the only ones. They're like, Crook's thinking blood class, slick, you know.
Why this brother feel like him slick? Hey, stop this brother from running up on the girl, man.
You see, Crook's with super speed that. I feel like you just never let it down, huh?
No. Me just not feel like, I don't know, anime. I try to wonder, was there ever a time when me like in an anime? Like, me didn't like Avatar.
Avatar kind of iffy, but Avatar counts.
Yeah, me didn't like Avatar. Me didn't like Naruto. Me didn't like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, but me feel like after that, me did like grow up.
All right. Suppose I told you that there are more grown-up animes that you could watch.
Before me go watch an anime right now, me that one them release like some more. I don't know, like Lion King and like Mario, Sonic.
I mean, they have.
Yeah,
so you rather something. So is it the? Do you not like the foreignness of it? Is that what it is?
No, me can't bother with the like fighting and the blood splatter and them it's you me like with anime. Perfect. Yeah. Them take too long for fight, brother. Them chat too much.
So okay.
Brother, them talk too much. I remember watching, brother. Me used to have Cartoon Network. People, me don't know if you used to go through this.
I know exactly what
you're
about.
But me used to watch like Dragon Ball Z, right? Mm-hmm. And me remember specifically when Goku is supposed to fight
Frieza.
I'll explain something to you. Yo, Goku dead. Yeah?
He's dead. He's
Goku dead. And Goku, I travel from the place where I'm supposed to be. And he's like, he have like a ring around him head and him a train and Frieza a mash up everybody. And Goku would never reach for about 10 episodes. Every day I'm going from school, I watch Goku not reach.
And that's a full 2 weeks episode.
Like 2 weeks of Goku, not every time when I think Goku are gonna reach, I just hear CVM TV news. So me can't see anything with Naruto. When Naruto did supposed to, I think I did Sasuke. Sasuke did supposed to, like me, they actually think Sasuke better than Naruto, you know?
Yeah.
And because the show did not go that direction there.
Yeah, Sasuke was like the dark brooding.
Yeah, and it's like Sasuke did, and Sasuke just takes 7 million years to fight Naruto.
Sasuke is like he never want to fight none at all for some reason. Like Sasuke was always avoiding a fight.
But why them talk so long?
I mean, Naruto famous for talking, you know? So if you go into the Naruto community, Naruto's special ability, if you ask the Naruto community, is called Talk No Jutsu, right? Naruto will defeat the strongest opponents by just talking him down. Just listen, man, you don't have to do this, you know? Like, I was going through it too. I have a demon inside of me, you know? And then they're just like, you're right, you know?
And the fight done. So me, I wait. 4 episodes for see a fight.
That doesn't happen.
Will never happen. But you know, I'm tired for that, brother.
All right. So here's what I would say. I would say not to watch. Watch animes that have like a specific goal in mind. And you see them moving towards that. And not animes that are like, it just designed for make you keep watching. Like Naruto is one of those. Dragon Ball Z is one of those. Pokemon was the master of that. Because Pokemon could have ended in one season. Right?
Pokemon are foolish. Hey, fight me. Pokemon are foolishness.
Bro, do you know that Ash from Pokemon recently, and when I say recently, like within either this year or last year, Ash, after 25 years of being on television, just became a Pokemon master.
I didn't even know who named Ash, you know.
The what? The bread out? the guy from Pokemon.
Brother, I mean, I watch Pokemon. Big man, I mean, I watch Pokemon because of the name.
Very Jamaican of you.
Yeah, I mean, just never like the name.
I can't tell people something I watch.
Yeah, name just never remember watch it, brother.
Yeah, it was. You're not missing a lot with that show, to be honest.
The ultimate cartoon that me used to love watch, brother.
Go on.
Brother, you see what the dog say? I got you now. I'm on this the Tormentor.
So, all right.
Obliterate.
So, you're like Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yo, you see the dog, them see some.
That's why I draw for my blue eyes, white dragon. You've activated my trap card.
Yo. Brother, when them start talking soon, you seem to not know what I just did. Because you, here, I have in my hand what you think this is. This is a trap card called Reverso Uno. When I send this to you, if you have 3,000 points, it's going to come right back to me. Now, Abolish the Tormento! Obliterate! Boom! Dog! Brother, yo, me used to buy them Yuga card, you know, dog. Try and make Abolish, you know.
Have you ever gotten Abolish the Tormento?
You know, it's not one.
It's five cards.
It's five piece of card make one.
Yeah.
Brother, me buy, brother, me take my lunch money for the week.
Yeah, man.
One time I'm buy, I try get abolish, you know. Brother, me about six abolish left. Can't make the full abolish.
Can't even get a, I'll just beer left leg. Just abolish left leg.
Abolish just have left leg, I go right. Hey, comments. Don't left me out, you know. Uno used to, uno never used to watch Yu-Gi-Oh. I'm buy Yu-Gi-Oh card. Brother, Dreddy.
Dreddy used to sell a Yuga card.
Dreddy at my school used to sell a Yuga card. Dreddy used to cook soup too. And every time when Dreddy I cook soup, we say, yo, the soup tastes so good. But we feel like Dreddy wipe him sweat in his soup. Yeah, man. Dreddy out there sweat. Dreddy wipe him sweat in his soup.
Dreddy used him blood, sweat, and tears for brother, the seasoning soup.
Soupy.
Soup, nice.
Call him Dreddy or Soupy.
Yeah.
For so, sure.
So Soupy was selling Yu-Gi-Oh cards as well?
Yeah, like... Realize that...
That's some entrepreneur
yeah
level vibes.
Dreddy was the soup, mm-hmm, Yu-Gi-Oh card, mm-hmm, and Laskit, man. Soup, wow. Yu-Gi-Oh card, Laskit, marble.
Wow.
But no, big up Dreddy anyway, I'm there.
Yeah.
I don't know if Dreddy still alive. But Dreddy
was like, yeah, man, kids, I'm going to buy Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah, me used to link Dreddy all the time. Make sure I buy my proper marble them too, you know, because I always want a pearl, you know.
Yeah.
You know pearl? I don't know. You don't know
pearl. I'm not a big marble.
People. People will catch him. We'll catch him.
Fully.
We'll catch him. Cooks don't know them. Cooks don't know them thing there.
Take on my yard card now, star.
Yeah,
man.
I take on yard card. Cooks, you never buy a pearl yet.
No. You'd have to describe it.
A pearl is a marble. Mm-hmm. But it's just a different color marble from the rest of them.
Okay, so it's not the typical, like, wavy inside.
The typical
inside
marble. The pearl, it look like a pearl. It's either like a black pearl, like a pearl.
Oh, yeah. I've had that black pearl marble. Yeah, yeah, pearl. Yeah.
Brother, so when they make the box, brother, it's true that they say, yo, tuta, bombona, yo, dog. Yo, me so warm on over marble, you know.
So I used to play money football. I never play marble.
No, brother. Comments. Talk to me about the marble. Nah, I don't think you're on that, brother. Marble, we used to draw two box. Mm-hmm. And we used to have the marble in our hand. We used to line up. We used to draw one line up and stand up. And we throw. And you see, if you throw and you're landing at the box, the person will land the closest to the box. And the person will, basically, at him first, I go.
Mm-hmm.
So, brother, you want to put out your all and aim it perfectly and drop near the box.
Mm-hmm.
And a man throw and land in a box, brother. Because in order for me kill you, you know.
Yeah.
Me only can kill you. One, me can shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
But me have to go in a box.
So, you have to in the box for shoot?
So, that the only way me can take up, my marble, mm-hmm, is if me go back in the box.
Mm. Okay.
So the whole game have to do with the box. You see, when you have all box and tar, you want to fight.
So what is box and tar?
Box and tar.
I'm learning.
What's so you're marble. Yeah. So box and tar basically is like you are try catch the box.
Mm-hmm.
You are try catch the marble,
mm-hmm,
and the ricochet,
mm-hmm,
go in at the box.
Okay. So that's, I've seen that.
So
I've seen that.
That name, box and tar.
Okay, so you're trying to hit a marble with your marble into the box.
No, when you lit the marble,
yeah,
your marble
yeah
can ricochet and go into the box.
Mm,
and if it ricochet and go into the box same time, that's a box and tar.
Okay, so is that like an extra point?
Yeah, it's like a big thing.
Okay,
because remember, you out at the game.
Yeah.
If me say me go sub every play, I have to start from in the box.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have to try going in the box, or we can hit your marble,
mm-hmm,
and then try and make it in the box. So if me lick your marble and make it in the box, your marble dead.
Okay.
But if
so
me don't make it in the box, if me don't make it in the box, your marble live.
So you can just hit the marble and both the marbles are outside and both are still in play.
Yeah. If me make it in the box though, you're out.
Okay. So is it like try?
I have to know if you spin the marble to your brother. Yo, so when a man says I'm mark him line.
So, all right. This is why I never played marble.
You never
right?
play marble because you're uptown. You're not a part of that life. Yeah.
No, I'm not part of that life there, but my brethren used to play marble. I'm an older brother used to play marble. Here's my issue. The marble people, them, they just look too serious, brother.
No, man, we take marble.
yo, yo,
brother, let me tell you something.
Let me see them go. yo, when I see them, when I say, yo, bro, why you set your...
No, marble. marble is serious thing, man.
Yeah, so that's what discouraged me from getting into it. Because no, I was like,
marble?
But feel like I'm just going to get bullied here. And I'm just going to love it.
See, if me have a bigger.
Yeah.
A bigger is an extra big marble, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are a steely. Yo!
So a steely is like, yo, a, people, that's like remember, the ball bearing.
Who remember
one.
Steely? It's like a marble, but it's a steel.
Yeah.
Steely.
Wow.
Are a bigger.
Yeah.
The bigger, the thing is with the bigger, it's easy to catch. So you don't really want to use a bigger.
Yeah.
You want to use a small marble, but bigger like, I don't know why we used to like bigger.
Yeah. Is it good to like knock out other?
Brother, I remember using marble and my marble fly off of my hand so fast that me broke marble. Especially when me get to steal it. No, because it's a trick to it, you know.
Yeah.
You can literally like, you can spin it. But brother, some man dog, brother, you play some man dog, no matter how far you're there from him. You see the dog, them draw the man dog and stay so. It's like the man them brother.
That's why I'm a lot, bro. When me see man I play marble and me see them have like them hand technique. You see me? I'm going, all right. Watch me on that one, you know. I was like, yo, no, me not have.
So you used to have Beyblade?
Yeah. Yeah. I had a couple and then I always had to buy a new
the new pusher.
The new launcher.
Tell me I thief them thing there all the time.
Yeah, and it's like...
Me use a teeth, brother. Me use a teeth. You have to hide me a teeth. Brother, me a teeth. You go card. All the things safe from me was Pokemon. Me not teeth me not play Pokemon. Me never did a play Yu-Gi-Oh either.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, people. We were not. We Jamaica, were not playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
There was really, if I'm being honest, there was really like maybe... 8 Jamaicans that actually played you.
We were not. We were we were buying it to try to get Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Yep.
And Abolish the Tar Mentor.
Yep.
We never did a
get
play.
Blue Eyes, you don't remember. Blue Eyes. That's like, it was the same thing with Pokemon though. Enough man not play Pokemon. Them just want a Charizard.
What's a Charizard?
Charizard is like the big red dragon where you're getting at the beginning. It's like, everybody rate Charizard for some reason.
So Pikachu not good? You know me always. I always like what so, use Pikachu serve?
Okay, Pikachu. Here's the issue with Pikachu. Usefulness, Pikachu is okay. He's not like Pikachu is not like the greatest Pokemon ever. Pikachu just dead for sell ties and everything there.
So it's not good.
Not really. Like there's. I'm sure there's like 100 Pokemon better than. Pikachu so, in his category, in his type.
So what is the best Pokemon?
It depends. That's what's so good about Pokemon. It's there's no singular best Pokemon. There's like different classes and tiers of Pokemon. So you could have the strongest water Pokemon that I could easily beat with like a low level fire Pokemon. It work like elements, like certain things weak against certain things strong against certain things. So if you have like a fire type, so you have a Charizard strong. if I have a water type, I beat your fire type.
Sound like foolishness.
It's like a rock, paper, scissors, but
me way, not time for that.
Way, way, way more like
in-depth. So you saw Biggie and them thing there?
No, I wasn't a Biggie person.
What's a Biggie?
Slingshot.
Let me just check. Can't everybody call it Biggie, you know?
Yeah.
Dreddy, me used to buy the last kit them from.
Yeah.
I mean, so my Biggie, them me used to have like five. So me used to have four rows mm-hmm. and five in each row.
Four rows of elastic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have four, mm-hmm. but five. And then we used to like cut off like piece of one belt or piece of cloth.
Yeah. For hold
pop the elastic, them wrap it around me that climb a tree.
So all right, here's what you used to met Bingy.
Yeah, me know for met Bingy.
All right. Here's one of the things I've always wanted to know. So where you how you find the right like branch for make the
all right. So basically any branch
that have any like branch
will have a Y.
Yeah.
Any branch will have a Y mm-hmm. you can use as a bingy. Where you the beauty is you want a branch when it's rotten. You want a strong branch.
So that's what I always use like confused about because I'm like, this is like a sturdy. You have to get a sturdy branch.
No, but the tree them have whole heap of that. May I tell you?
Yeah.
Tree have whole heap of whole heap
sturdy branch. Sturdy Y branches.
The best Y branch them come mm-hmm. off of like pangana tree.
Okay.
So you see if you have like a pangana tree. Mm-hmm. Mango tree, yeah, not really.
It's not really a...
No, but any tree other than a mango tree, you can get a good bingy from.
Yeah.
But when you cut, like, all right, guinea tree
yeah.
of good bingy.
Mm.
So anyway, okay. you find the Y. And the thing yeah. is, you're going to shave it off, you know. So it's going to just look like wood.
Yeah.
And you're going to shave it off.
You shave off everything and, okay.
Mm-hmm. okay. Yeah, you get piece of cloth, eat a piece of belt, whatever it is, and you pop the last kit them.
Yeah.
And you hold it wrong. So you're going to get a piece of belt as the tongue.
And that holds the...
Yeah, the tongue, you're going to use a piece of belt
mm-hmm.
and make the tongue.
Okay.
You can use a piece of belt or you can use a piece of cloth after your clothes.
Yeah.
But preferably the best thing for you is like a piece of belt.
Okay.
Bore through all the leather. Night and then you put five lasket. Some people use like all eight. Eight lasket if you're strong enough.
Yeah.
But the beauty with Bingy... We can use marble with it.
Mm, I never thought about
marble. We can put marble in it. So me catch bird.
Okay. So you use marble for catch bird?
Yeah.
So why did I think it was like regular stone? We use stone and marble.
Okay. But you can use marble. Marble more. Okay. You shot a bird with a marble.
Yeah. like it.
I'm done. yeah. 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 If you shot a bird with a marble,
yeah,
you shot a bird with a stone, it might can get way.
Yeah, but marble, it's over.
Marble might go right through.
Okay. okay.
yeah, marble.
Marble shot, is like a short, like a hollow pipe.
No, yo, listen to me. You shot a bird with a marble, brother, it's over.
Oh, Lord.
But me used to build my bingy them, dog. Build my bingy them when I come home from school. Carry my bingy girl school, brother.
Yeah.
You see, Irvin? dog. Yo. yo, more wild.
Feel bad for Irvin, dog.
the Irvinator.
Poor Irvinator.
Yeah, man. Alton Dean. The Alton Dean specialist.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Me used to stay in at the tree. And when Irvin are going at night time.
Mm.
Like, brother, me in at tree like 11:30 at night. And I like 13 and up. I have school that morning, you know. And Irvin, I come home, and I just in at the tree with the bingy. And I not try to lick him, you know.
Just... Whoa.
But I not try to lick him, though.
Yeah.
I aim off of, like, the ground near him, so he can chase like, up and make the sound.
I'm frighten him.
Brother, damn, you should do some, boy, Irvin.
Poor Irvin. I feel like...
But I used to always catch bird, trust me.
You think youths nowadays still have them thing there? I make bingy and
I'm gonna say. I don't need to ask. Yo, them youth nowadays that they put iPad and them.
yeah, them not.
Them youth nowadays now bought them too.
you see what I'm saying? Like,
Yo, yo, we need a good buck. Them youth nowadays, we don't feel like them youth nowadays. A buck off the wall of them, Tony. The
yo, yo, comments, please let us know if you ever literally chip off your entire toenail. Brother.
Brother, you ever buck your whole two half of that school of money?
Brother.
And go to school in all 1 foot of shoes.
Brother.
Cause my grandmother make sure send me, yo, my
grandmother. Can I go to school?
Me I go to school with one shoes. And one big socks for my foot. Me na, my grandmother know me school.
Yeah, man, just put some A&D ointment on that and you're good to go.
Brother, the little purple lotion. You Jesus. Hey, man, put on a purple lotion. I call it a day, man.
You're good, man. You see me? Yo, them youths are, it's like, yo, there's so many things that I feel like as I get older.
Man, happy. We got you.
It's like, and it's so different. Like, as I get older, I feel like, you know, them stories where your parents tell you how them travel this far for go school and them thing there. The older I get, the more I feel like that good old true, you know,
cause now the thing that we attack probably sound unbelievable crazy. To them.
It's so crazy.
Like for me, I look upon a 15-year-old and tell her, say, yo, Virgin, when me a 15, me a catch bird, you know. Oh, ridiculous.
That sound insane. Like but I catch bird. What do you mean I catch bird?
I used to catch bird. I used to come home from school and catch bird.
With what? With a slingshot. A slingshot?
I used to call it a bingy.
Where'd you get a slingshot? I made it. You can make those? Bro.
Brother, me I make slingshot and clappers gun.
Clappers guns are crazy. Clappers gun.
Brother, me used to make one pop, two pop, three pop, clappers gun, you know.
Wow.
First, me make an eight pop clappers gun already, you know.
That sounds dangerous.
Brother, me used to make, brother, we used to make clappers gun where me come from. So till, the thing is, the older man them, they start... Man, they start take them in a black Arab people.
Yes, that's the problem with the clappers got them. The clappers got them could only go so far.
I'm not going to call no name now. But if you grew up with me at Permacall and you're older than me and we was a par, you probably did a rap people with the clappers got them.
Probably.
There's a strong possibility. So you did a rap people with clappers got.
Crazy, bro. I just feel like the entire lived experience, like somebody asked about DJing the other day. They must say they want to get in a DJing. What them for do? I was like, bro, just start. Right now, you know the easiest time for DJing. When I was growing up as a young DJ, I had to know who sell the cheapest blank CD. You know what I mean? Who have the cheapest Pengu and Memory X and who have the 100 pack and the... You don't need a duplicator.
What is a duplicator, man?
All right, so if you wanted to be a DJ early 2000s, all right. So
that's when you just start? Or what? Early what? Like what, 19 what?
When we just start DJ?
Yeah, that's what, 1980 something?
When we just start DJ, 80 something a band. When we just start DJ was 2003. So at this time, you needed... CDs are around the place. CDJs just bust. Mm-hmm. So you needed a CD pouch with all the tune them. So you need a CD burner. Mm-hmm. Unless you was going to buy two copies of every CD. Because, you know, for mix the song them, you need two CD of the song them.
Yeah.
Because remember, we do it in dancehall especially. We're doing rhythms, you know.
Yeah.
So if I'm playing four song half of the rhythm, I have to play it over here and then load up the same CD over here, play it over here, go back. Plate over there.
That sounds so annoying.
That's what DJs were doing. You needed two copies of every... Before digital, you know. Every DJ needed two copies of every song, you know. At least.
That reminds me of like Chris. Chris was like... Chris in my community. Chris did have all of the blues them. No, I lie. Sean. Yeah, Sean used to have all of the blues them. And he used to have the big like CD pouch.
Yeah. So you needed a pouch. Oh, so that's how
you used to walk around with a big pouch.
Big pouch.
That is why everybody used to have the big pouch.
Yeah.
True Sean always have the blues every night.
Isn't it? So, I mean, them time that everybody had like 50 million CD pouches. You know what I mean? So it's like you had to either have a burner, CD burner, and this might be too old for some people. They know the chat comments, remember, no. But you had to have a CD burner, right? And you had to have a duplicator to copy the CDs. Especially if you're, like, giving out CDs. So think about, like, a Black Chyna.
Oh, like the Jumpier.
Yeah, like, you had to... If you burn 50 CD, you need a duplicator. You get the master, put it in the top, and then it's just like a bunch of CD burners. And you just...
And then how much CD you can burn in like a day?
Probably... Them time there? Maybe 50.
What it's going to do? Like, burn up? After that, it's going to diminish goods?
Oh, no.
You can burn as much as you want.
You can burn as much as you want. It just... takes a long time. That's
the how long a CD used to take for burn?
Early days, CDs used to go by speeds at one time. You know, you could have buy a 4x, 8x, 12x CD burner, right? Early days, like a 4x. Yeah, look pon burn a CD. Yeah, look pon maybe like an hour.
One
like a,
CD.
Yeah, like a full CD, like.
We don't want a song. 50?
No. However many songs fit on there. Because you only have a certain amount of time, you know. So
you can't add on something else after you burn it the one time?
No.
So you can't erase it either?
No. So for that, you needed a special CD. You needed a rewritable CD. So you see, as a young DJ, no, you don't have to worry about none of that. Me, you don't have to know about them something there. Yo, your CD scratch your ball, you know, bro.
Brother, yo, brother.
CD scratch, you're crying, or
brother, dog. Me used to play a game. Let me tell you
all
something.
All
brother,
right.
We used to all have right. a game named Gun.
Mm-hmm.
Where that game used to start when it feel like. I used to like look away from it like.
Yeah. Just thinking like, all right, if I don't care, it will start.
If me don't care, Gun are gonna load.
Brother, your CD scratch up you in pain, bro. So it's like, no, it's a completely different experience. Me can't, you can't tell youths nowadays, say, dog, when me a set up for DJ one party, you know, me did have to bring them two big turntable and 17 crate. Bro, if you ever hear like old school DJs talk?
You know, see how some feel about poor now.
What?
Yo,
yeah, what you used to have to do?
Yo, who don't know what it is, you know the struggles with porn. You know?
Yo, low-key, I feel like it need for restrict back to them time there. We feel like it too.
Brother,
too free
porn
now.
Too easy now, brother. Yo. You're like a bar, me used to have a bar a laptop to watch porn, you know?
Oh, alright. So.
I don't know nothing about history.
and them time there. You probably still couldn't get like a straight up site where just have it available.
Your computer would die. Yeah. Back in them days, would it have something named virus?
Oh, Lord, man.
My God. I don't know virus there, but why am I even hear about virus again?
Yeah, been long time I hear about a computer virus.
Brother, you used to have Norton or McAfee.
Yeah, man. Kaspersky.
You see, if you load one blues by your computer, it done.
Yeah, man.
Your mother know.
Yeah, man. Your mother, but the next time your mother, just know.
Your whole hard drive mash up.
Just know, the next time your mother go up on the computer, she's going to call you. She's going to.
She has sister, you're watching blues.
Dale, come here. What is this popping up here about hot girls in your town and ex? What is all of this? Why? Because, keep clicking them
because
off.
Because you see what, yo? You see, one time you watch a blues pan internet, them brother, you see done. Back in like 2010, watch blues one time. That it's over.
Yeah, man, mash up.
It's mash over.
Up. Yeah, man. You literally cannot open your browser ever again, low-key. like it done now.
Brother, time really fly, brother. Remember, dog, see, because they don't really have it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
An internet cafe me used to go, you know.
Mm.
For use internet.
Wow.
You
know? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all like extreme poverty. Yeah.
No, man, it's not that extreme poverty, but it just, I don't even feel like youths nowadays would understand how necessary an internet cafe used to be.
Bro, I used to go to the internet cafe.
Remember, we used to pay money per like 30 minutes for use internet, bro?
I used to have to pay for internet cafe like per 30 minutes or hour. Mm-hmm. Brother, I remember, brother, the man who used to run the internet cafe named Jordy. My Bridging, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordy, nah, give me no free internet, Bridging. I have to pay the same way, dog.
Like, what's the point of knowing you,
brother? Brother, I used to have to save my lunch money for the whole week. Me, I save, me, I say, yo, $50 give me half an hour on the internet.
Yeah.
So me just so me can fit in with the pit of them, because everybody at my school, at the time I used to go Meadowbrook, everybody at Meadowbrook, I use like Facebook. Everybody at Meadowbrook, I use Facebook, and me I say, yo, Jano.
Yeah, you need to have a Facebook now if you know.
Me I forgot the internet cafe, Bridgin.
Yeah.
Forgot the internet cafe, me I talk to me a girl, me I say, yo, I get another response, man, I'm 30 minutes soon done.
That's so crazy.
Me say, yo, that girl didn't even hurry up and respond because I'm 30 minutes, yo, I'm done.
Yo, I gotta go. But I'm telling people like, yo, we talk to you tomorrow.
Brother, until me buy a phone and Digicel give me the free text. Digicel used to give like a, Digicel used to run free nights, dog.
All right. So I
free nights when you drop a sleeper phone with woman, you go sleep.
You first. You go sleep.
You
go
first.
Sleep. You go sleep.
The free nights was from 11 o'clock.
Phone a bun up.
11 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Dog.
Bro.
Them time I didn't even know if you talk to girl. Me, I hope she can say something.
Bro, my dad.
Nervous.
It's like, that was, you see, love did different them time there, you know. What, like, them youths say nowadays now drop asleep on phone, bro.
Me don't know.
You think so?
I don't know if they drop asleep on phone.
FaceTime. Maybe them can FaceTime.
Them can do face.
Them can FaceTime now.
You know me that was if I woman face. That's crazy. Brother, to even for even can imagine say you can see a woman face.
Just randomly. Just yo. And it just
and she just pop up.
That's crazy, you know.
Brother, my first phone was a Samsung. One look at Samsung will look like 3310.
Mm.
My mother used to send me credit.
Mm.
And every time I get my credit, first thing me I gotta do, make sure I say the day. Cause you know if you buy a credit, you get free nights.
Yeah,
that was the first time. Like, yo, did you sell free nights?
Yeah, man.
Brother, me remember over send credit same way. Star 128 1428.
Yeah.
Star 128 star. You know.
Yeah.
1876. The number. The number. Star, mm-hmm. The credit,
mm-hmm.
Then send.
And then boop, you have sent such and such to.
Dog.
You have sent this person $75 credit.
Brother.
Yo, you remember, please call me.
Brother, I used to call people, and hang up,
mm-hmm.
Then send a please call me. Yeah, man. To make people realize I need
you
that.
You use your credit.
Me not use my credit.
You use your credit.
Cause please call me was unlimited, you know?
Yeah. It was unlimited at first, and then they realized that.
We did I rinse it out too much?
Yeah.
That was a whole thing. Please call me was a thing.
Do they still have that? Can you still do a please call me?
I don't know. Anybody, if you're in Jamaica right now, let me know. Can.
Yeah, our please call me's and. You're supposed to still send credit.
You know, me don't want to feel like me there too. Is credit still a thing?
I was gonna ask, but I feel like I
don't feel like me they are fine too. Like, we don't want to talk about it, and then people be like, yo, Bridgin.
Like, dog, what's the way you're talking about? We still I use please call me right now, dog. What do you mean?
Can you still lose credit?
Yeah, I feel like there should still be an option.
If you use credit though?
Yeah.
Dog.
Credit crazy when you think about it still, you know. Like, yeah, charge me per call.
Crazy money they
per
make,
call.
They're making so much money.
Yo, you used to charge me per text, Bridging. That crazy for thinking about it. No?
Brother, a text used to be $3.
You used to charge me per text.
Brother, I remember I said it was $3 per text, and then you get like 100 texts free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They had to do something because $3 per text.
Them time they were not waste texting.
Oh no.
Yo, them time.
You're not double text nobody.
Them time that we are sending the longest message. I'm not double text you. Y'all gonna respond to me because I'm not, you're not get all of my text them.
Mm-hmm. Y'all get one. All right. But them time that hold on, man. Remember, no one have keyboard, you know. No one have keyboard.
Them time that we
have remember, we have to use the T9, bro. Where you have to press, you have to press 8 four times. 1, 2, 3, 4. Till it start get the what them call it? The predictive one. Where it's like,
yes, it start help you a little bit.
Yeah, bro. They don't know about texting.
But them time the phone never did a cost $100,000, though.
That's true. That's true.
Them time they buy a phone for $6,000, $7,000.
Yeah, and the phone just did the phone thing. It doesn't do. You know, you could have play Snake.
Them tell them have the baddest voice note, yeah? That man, yo, my voice note used to be like, you're not hearing or you're not ear. You have to approach the ladies like a gentleman. Girl, good night, night. that used to be mine.
You have to record it by the
man for this side of the radio. The radio, no. I think I'm telling you one time. Girl, I'm in love with you, baby, and I want you to know that I'm hooked on your body, and I'm trying to be your turn up, radio killer,
we beat it up like gorilla, yo. Oh. Dream used to go crazy one time still.
One time, The Dream was like my favorite artist.
Fully.
The Dream and Plies.
Yo, when I never like Plies that much, bro. So I only like Plies for...
Like how that pussy sit up in them shorts, she got her on. Low and she act like she bow-legged and so, bend the corner.
I like Plies for... Like whenever Plies sing like the gangster trap stuff.
No, I love when him sing about Uman.
The Uman thing is, alright, so here's what always threw me off with Plies. And maybe I use this to brush the entire...
Yeah.
You know, but when I heard Shawty for the first time, right? And great song, don't get me wrong. It grew on me. But originally, I just felt like T-Pain did all this work. And then I felt like Plies just came in, I was just like, of course, you got to want all that ass on her. It's like, bro, this.
Bro, I said to myself, love when she act like she bow-legged and bend the corner. She proud to be fucking me because I'm starting on her.
Bro, I was like, T-Pain just sang this 16-voice melody.
I'm telling you something. I went on a trip when I was in sixth grade that I still remember to this day because of Plies. Hey, people, I'm 29 right now. So, if this was like 08, 09, let me tell you something. You see, when you hear, hey, can I please talk to my bussy babies real quick, homie?
That one that go crazy. Fair.
Brother, remember
fair,
the trip?
Fair.
On the trip, we used to, my primary school, we used to go to like, remember, we go Green Grotto Cave. We go Green Grotto in a Ochi.
Yeah.
And the Sean Kingston song, they just bust. We can go to the traffic safety to collide it. Shawty, I can take you there, dog. Better go with the little phone and text, dog. Man, say, yo.
They don't make song like them. People don't. Right, different time.
People don't go through them struggles that are using Facebook.
Bro. So, all right.
Can we use Facebook now? But Facebook now is not the Facebook.
Not at all. All right. Let me see if I can show my age. Comments. Help me out with that one,
yeah. Right, you know
Facebook. Okay, you know Tag.
Yeah.
You know MySpace.
Yeah, me know Tag and MySpace.
You know High Five.
Yeah, me know High Five too.
Brother, High Five was a problem one time, you know.
Brother, can you have to keep the five, you know?
Yo, you have to keep, yo. If you have a bridging and you never in at the top five, like Panala MySpace, I know you're bridging that.
I know your real friend.
I know your real friend.
And I'm going to call you.
Dog, like, oh, so hold on. I don't understand, because As a matter of fact, don't even worry about it, dog. We're going to take it out of my top five. Cause
you just not in my five.
I'm not like that, bro. Because I'm going to think averaging, bro. You see me? Dog, it was serious.
Brother, I just remember when me I use all Facebook, dog, and all that. Tell the people, I'm like, all good evening. I say, like, yo, like if blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the likes, them.
Like if this, share if that. Yeah. Comment for that.
Brother, I remember having whole conversations under comments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's still going to a point, but it's not like... It's not like one time.
Brother, internet super fast now, dog.
Yeah.
Let me tell you when things did start change. Things start change when BlackBerry
start
take over.
Absolutely.
You see, after man did start rob me for Razor, come to the Razor, you know?
Yeah.
When they rob me.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
rob me and take it from me. But yeah. I don't know where, but I feel like a jabba.
Possibly.
Probably did jabba, but I don't know if a jabba though.
Still vexed about that wire there.
Yeah, but I remember when I get robbed for my razor. But you see, BlackBerry, it's just amazing. BlackBerry fall off never take like time for fall off.
BlackBerry.
I feel like one day where...
BlackBerry literally fell off.
Brother, this happened at 2012. It's like mm-hmm. 2012, we used BlackBerry, and then one morning, we just not use it.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know if the iPhone 6 didn't come out. I don't know what happened.
Bro, it was the iPhone 4.
Oh, yeah.
The iPhone 4 come out, and
then BlackBerry was
we just
no more.
Stop using BlackBerry.
Nobody had a pin after that. Nobody was on BBM Messenger. That was done. BlackBerry dead.
Brother, I remember when Cartel of the Bombard, a Cartel of the first man of Jamaica with the one where slide up.
Mm-hmm.
The picture one.
Yeah. What's the
Sliver.
A Sliver at the name?
No, I know a Sliver, I know. Comments. What the BlackBerry name where slide up again?
It's kind of like, it was kind of like a sidekick.
Yeah, but it's a BlackBerry Touch.
The Touch was crazy.
Dog.
Pin me a talk, no, in me BlackBerry. Pin
and,
me a talk.
And that when the dog, they are jail, so I never even that. When the dog say pin me a talk, in on a BlackBerry, that I when him they are jail.
Yeah. Yeah. So BlackBerry did already fall off them.
Brother, I remember when me all I watch Blues, Pam B. Pam BlackBerry and it a show.
You had the groups.
It show where you listen to Pam BBM. Dog. So it's like literally I say, yo, Deal, I watch.
Deal, I watch Blues right now for anybody. Man.
But I think people are understanding. Yo, Pinky grew a whole generation of man.
Fully. Would you say Pinky's okay? Top three of all time. Who would you give?
All time. That's rough.
That's rough. That's a rough one, right? Comments.
That's a rough one.
Comments, be careful.
But if I can say top three of all time, them days there?
Yeah, like them.
Days there, me da give. I'm see if.
Just three. No name, just three.
Three.
I'm more on the comments. I'm three.
My top three, them days there, was Pinky,
mm-hmm.
Lacey Duval, and Capri Styles.
A man of class.
Do you know the three of those women?
Yeah, I know the three of them. All right.
The fuck say you know the three? Yeah, but Pinky and honorable mention,
mm-hmm.
she can Roxy Reynolds.
Oh, so Roxy's in my top three. Right? Roxy! For me, it's...
Why were you talking about favorite porn stars?
Hey.
This podcast,
comments, be careful.
This podcast can go some places.
You see me have to toe the line carefully.
Comments, make you know if you know where I talk.
My favorite was Roxy. Cherokee.
Tyler Cherokee,
no. But them time there, Cherokee
even them
was
time
like...
Me never yet find...
And
I couldn't pronounce it. Me said Cherokee. Me can't... Cherokee, me always pronounce it as.
And Jada Fire.
Jada Fire never had nobody.
No, but I feel like it never mattered at the time.
So
Cherokee was that for me. Like, that's how, like, okay, Cherokee do that.
from them days there to now.
To this day.
To this day. Pinky, Capri Styles, Roxy Reynolds, Lacey Duval.
But Lacey not no big body like that.
What?
Or may I mistake
Lacey Duval?
Yeah, Lacey did. I feel like me not remember Lacey.
You
proper.
Not remember who was
Lacey Duval, I remember Lacey proper then.
Brother.
No.
Lacey Duval. And it, boy. Jano. You realize that was really just a smart point of life, though? That little part of it. It was a little small section, you know?
Yeah.
Because this whole internet cafe thing was probably like 2010. And by like 2013, I stopped using internet cafe.
Yeah. But I mean, shortly after, it's like everybody started getting like a little computer. And it's like.
Because I remember, me get the iPhone 4 first. Mm-hmm. And the man who was selling me the iPhone 4, sell me a phone that never good.
Dang. Brother. Like, it just dead?
No, it never have no sound.
Damn.
Yo, our phone man too, you know. Anyway, I went name Steve.
Steve sound like a wicked.
Steve sent me a phone whenever I did that work.
That's wickedness.
Damn. But then.
Complete wickedness.
Me literally watch YouTube and fix it myself.
Oh, really? So it wasn't like a terrible.
No, man.
Terrible problem.
But I'm going to have to do some crazy things to fix it.
Yeah, them time there. iPhone 4.
Yeah, man, I have to do some crazy thing. I'm going to move from 4 to 5. I'm going to buy that one there from Steve.
Yeah.
For 40,000. I give him a BlackBerry and 40 grand.
Mm.
For that one there. One bowl too, I give him.
Ain't it crazy? We're at
iPhone that was working 6. Good, though. That was working great.
We're at iPhone 16 now, you know?
Yeah, that was the iPhone 5.
Wow.
I'm an iPhone 5. My iPhone 5 did perfect. Work good. Actually, my iPhone, so my iPhone 4 is my start my video with.
Mm-hmm.
My iPhone 5 is when everything take off.
Mm.
5.
Okay. Okay.
And then my father did buy some iPhone 6 from some crackhead.
Yeah.
Send it to Jamaica.
That's the one thing
some 7 from some crackhead, yeah.
It's one thing we love.
Yeah, I don't know who did I thief them Apple iPhone there, but me did I get them. Five, I would be like, yo, you want iPhone? You have iPhone?
That's an iPhone one. They probably the 7 just drop and he's like, yo, I have all of the 6 of them right now. You know, can just get them immediately.
I do remember a 9 though. Was there an iPhone 9?
No, I think they went 8 and then they did the weird thing.
Them
with
got
the
8 and then them got X.
Yeah, them got X and then XR and.
Them skip. Yeah, remember having an XR?
Yeah. They started doing the weird number thing and then.
The 8 was a different shape.
Yeah.
Remember, I like the 8. I never have the 8.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have the 8. The X was a different shape. I didn't have the XR.
The X was like the big one, right?
The X was like a weird shape.
Yeah. I don't know.
Either way, them time we don't use phone already, I was into it and.
Yeah.
Full blown.
Yeah.
I use it.
But it's like, it was. But at the same time, it's like those times were so. It's so weird to think that, all right, we're at a point now where. This device do all of the thing them.
What we used to need everything else for do.
And it's like, bro, you know what I'm going to use? I needed a separate thing for calculate things. And
brother, you remember, you ever dropped your BlackBerry before?
Oh, yeah, man. Don't and it just, brother.
Your BlackBerry dropped from you and you die. There's no 30 minutes out of your life, God.
I love that we're at a point, well, I have a love-hatred like feeling about it. Because we're at a point now where if your phone drop and it broke, it just broke. You're that done. Right? But one time, your phone dropping used to be like the most embarrassing
brother,
thing
one
ever.
Time when your phone drop, you have to go find a phone man to fix it.
Yeah. I mean, your phone will just shatter into all the pieces.
Everywhere it gone.
You see me? That just like, all right, you have to take up the battery and the front part of the phone and the back part of the face and you have to... Try slide it back.
But I remember life of cracking your phone screen.
Oh, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My lord, mm-hmm. You crack your phone screen, your life done, you know?
It's over. It's fully over. I mean, it's still kind of bad now.
As in, we're big man now, you know, dog?
Yeah.
Yo, Jano. Hey, people.
Yeah.
You know, we went down memory lane as usual. You know, we're always going down memory lane. So make you know how you feel.
Let us know in the comments.
Any topics, me mind know. If you know how we talk about anything, send it to me. I make you know. You know? You have anything to say to the people,
Take care of yourself and each other.
Buduf, baf, baf, baf. We're out.
We're out.